And then came the hideous days and nights in the trenches, the rats, the vermin, the mud, with an occasional glorious break in the monotony when we were ordered over the top. I loved it then, and I loved the bursting shells, the mad, wild chaos of the thundering guns, but the rats and the vermin and the mud, God, how I hated them. It sounds like boasting, I know, and I am sorry, but I wanted to write to you just the truth about myself. I think you will understand, and it may account for much that happened afterwards. Here came at last to me what had come to so many others upon those bloody fields. It came within the week that I had received my first promotion and my captaincy, of which I was greatly proud, though humbly so, realizing as I did my youth the great responsibility that it placed upon me, as well as the opportunities it offered, not only in service to my country, but in a personal way to the men of my command. We had advanced a matter of 2 kilometres, and with a small detachment I was holding a very advanced position when I received orders to fall back to the new line. That is the last that I remember until I regained consciousness after dark. A shell must have burst among us. What became of my men I never knew. It was cold and very dark when I awoke, and at first, for an instant, I